It was on the 10th of January 1981 that John Lennon's Imagine started a four-week run at number one on the singles chart, 10 years after being recorded. Imagine was voted by the viewers of BBC TV in the UK as the best lyrics of all time in a poll broadcast in October of 1999. The idea behind the song? Here's John to tell us.
Imagine, there was a time, you know, when you didn't have to have a passport to go from country to country. It used to be you could go around, you know. What is this game that you have to have all kinds of papers and pictures and stamps and passports? The concept of imagining no countries, imagining no religion, not imagining no God, although you're entitled to do that too. Imagining no denominations. And the world.
Cyndi Lauper became the first female recording artist since 1967 to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards on this day back in 1984, including Album of the Year, Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Female, and Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Thank you very much, all of you. I just want to thank all the female rockers that inspired me, that came before. Anyway, thank you all very much again. Hey, you wanna have fun.
Rod Stewart is celebrating his 75th birthday today, one of the best-selling artists of all time. Rod has sold over 120 million records worldwide.
I love you, honey. When you come, Maggie, when I see you tonight.
Today in music for Friday the 10th of January, Mix 104.9.